Today is Tuesday, the 31st of December, in the season of Christmas. The nuns of St. Cecilia's Abbey sing Ave Verbum Incarnatum. Hail, Word made flesh by the providence of God. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
John starts his Gospel with the same phrase that the writer of the book of Genesis used at the beginning of the whole Bible. In the beginning. With the birth of Jesus, God makes a new beginning in his dealings with men and women. On this New Year's Eve, what new start might you be hoping for? The Word became flesh and lived among us. Our God is now, forever and always, Emmanuel, God with us. Is there a time you can recall when you felt that closeness of God? If so, take a moment to relive that experience. We have reached the shortest days, the darkest time of the year. As you listen again, notice especially how John uses the ideas of light and of darkness.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Speak for a moment now to the one who gives you the power to become a child of God. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.